WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. We're all about building that inner strength, finding calm in the chaos, and yeah, maybe laughing a little along the way. Today, we're tackling something that's super important but often feels like this invisible monster lurking in our heads. Negative self-talk. You know that voice, right? The one that whispers doubts, judges your every move, and makes you question everything you do? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be your boss. Let's face it, we all experience negative self-talk from time to time. We're human, but when it becomes a constant chatterbox in our minds, it can seriously mess with our confidence, our happiness, and even our physical well-being. Here's the thing. You have the power to break free from this negativity. It's not about denying your thoughts or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning to recognize them, understand them, and ultimately choose how you respond to them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a friend constantly put you down, right? So why are we so quick to give that kind of treatment to ourselves? Here are five powerful steps to help you silence that inner critic and start building a more positive relationship with yourself. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing the negativity. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. When you catch yourself thinking something critical or harsh, pause and acknowledge it. It's like catching a wave before it crashes over you. You're not judging yourself, just observing. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't accept negative self-talk at face value. Once you've identified those thoughts, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Would I say this to a friend? Chances are, the answer is no. Negative thoughts often stem from fear or insecurity, not reality. 3. Reframe your perspective. When you catch yourself in a negative thought spiral, try to reframe it in a more positive light. Instead of saying, I'm so stupid for making that mistake, say, everyone makes mistakes. This is an opportunity to learn and grow. It's all about finding those silver linings. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Imagine your inner critic as a lost puppy, confused and barking because it's scared. Show that little voice some love and reassurance. Remember, you are worthy of compassion, even when you stumble. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Write them down, share them with someone you trust, or simply take a moment to bask in the glow of your success. When you focus on what's going right, it naturally shifts your mindset from negativity to positivity. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant writer who's struggling with her latest project. That inner critic is screaming at her, "You're not good enough. This is terrible." She starts doubting herself, second-guessing every word she writes, and before she knows it, she's feeling completely drained. But then, Sarah remembers the power of reframing. She takes a deep breath, acknowledges those negative thoughts, and tells herself, "This is just a draft. It's okay to make mistakes. I can learn from this." She focuses on one sentence at a time, celebrating each small victory. And guess what? By silencing that inner critic and choosing to believe in herself, Sarah turns her writing session from a nightmare into a productive and enjoyable experience. See, it's all about taking control of your thoughts, recognizing their power, and choosing to respond with kindness, courage, and a whole lot of self-love. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let that negative voice steal your shine. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to quiet that inner critic? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using hashtag the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Let's build a community of support and empowerment together. And as always, remember to take it one day at a time, one step at a time, and keep striving for that calm, controlled, and courageous life you deserve. See you tomorrow for another dose of anti-anxiety wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.